Daf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph. We have one more Tosfos from the previous sugya. Zeira Ota Yontef Shechaliyos Achar HaShabbos. Just to refresh our memory, according to Tosfos, the Gemara asked the Kasha that why is it necessary when a person is Meiniach an Erev Tchumim in Yontef, why does he have to bring the pass the kikar to the Mokim Shvise? Since it's Biyodai to bring it, that should be sufficient. The Gemara answered, Gzeira Otu Yontef Shechaliyos Achar HaShabbos. What will be a Yontef that's Chal after Shabbos? So then he won't be permitted to bring it Bein HaShmoshes, because it's Bein HaShmoshes Shal Shabbos. And Taisvis holds a fill according to Rebbe, Lalichai Pochas Pochas Midal Adamas is also, so Mamela, they were Geyser, every Yontif, Otto Yontif Shechaliyos Achar HaShabbos. Zuk Taisvis, Vaha Da Omala El, Gabi Ilon, Kol Dobo Shuhumi Shum Shvus, Legozro Olov Bein HaShmoshes. That if it was on the Ilon, a problem in Mishtamshim Be Ilon, the Ilon is a Kalmelis, so he said there's no problem, because since it is a Shvus, so it is Mutter Bein HaShmoshes. Legozrinen Mishum, let us speak about the Shvus of Shimush B'Mechuba. So, v'loy gozrinen mishum yontev shechaliyos achar HaShabbos, oy lifnei HaShabbos. What'll be if yontev will be chal after Shabbos? Now, if yontev will be chal after Shabbos, so then that shvus would be also. Oh, normally, the gather of Shvus, that is Mutter, according to Rebbe, is because it is a Sofik. Bizman Bein HaShmoshes, the Bein HaShmoshes of Erev Shabbos. So there's a Sofik. Maybe it is Shabbos, but maybe it's not Shabbos. And since the whole Dion is a Shvus Baalme, so they weren't Geyser. That is a Shvus of Erev Shabbos, that the Erev Shabbos alone is Choyl. So it's either Shabbos or it's Choyl. So since it's a Sufik, they were Mater HaShvus. Let us say, Yontev Shechaliyos Achar HaShabbos. Yontev Shechaliyos Achar HaShabbos. Let us say that we have a Erev that is Munach Be'ilom. So we're saying it's good because he could take it off Bein HaShmoshes. He can't take it off Bein HaShmoshes because Mimonev Shech, it's also, if it's Shabbos, so it's Shabbos, and Mishtamshim B'Mechuba. If it's Yontif, ein mishtamshim b'mechuba. So l'chayre, we should be geyser. There is a Yontif, let's say there's an Erev Tchumim that a person would make in Yontif, and he won't be permitted. It won't help. He won't be kainish vise. That's a Yontif shechaliyos achar HaShabbos. Or lifnei Shabbos. Or Yontif is chal lifnei Shabbos. So then Shabbos, one would not be permitted to take it off, the Bein HaShmoshes of Shabbos, because you also lost your Mamonav Shech. If it's Yontev, it's also. If it's Shabbos, it's also. So Memele, so just like we say here, that Be'etzem there's a Svore of Hoyel. Hoyel, he could take it. And Be'emerson, theoretically, according to Rabbi Yirmiyeh, you don't have to bring the Erev to the Mokim HaShvise in Yontif, because you could bring it there, so it's not necessary to bring it Bepoyo. But the Gemara answered, but since there is a Yontif that you cannot bring it there, so even though here it is Mutter, so there were guys that all Yontifim, Mishum Yontif, Shchali, Yisachar, HaShabbos. So we should say the same thing by these Shvusim. The Shvusim that Chazal asked, the shvusim that Chazal were matter bein HaShmoshes, that is true. Stamazoi a plain Shavuos Erev Shabbos, a plain Shavuos Erev Yontev is Mutter. But there is an Erev Shabbos, and there is an Erev Yontev where Shavuos would be Yosser. If it's a Yontev Acha Shabbos, it's a Shabbos Acha Yontev. So why weren't they there, Geizel? The Oz Mimonev Shech Osa Lehishtamish Be'ilam. There, Mimonev Shech, it would be Osa Lehishtamish Be'ilam, whatever it is, if it's Yoim or if it's Lailo Be'yosa. So why weren't they there, Geizel? So Taisus has Haine Mishum Da Osa Migufa Lehavi Elo Mishim Shvus Vein Osa Litle Elo Midarabona. So Taisus and Yontev Shech Aliyas Achar Shabbos. Which is take also erev is that lemaise it's not kaine shvise because taki can't take it off. There is no mimonoshech, but ta'asa all over because of that. I mean, there the whole reason it's no good is only because it's also midarabonon. So they didn't answer the hosam he gufalei have elamishim shvus. The Siyantav Shechali Yisachar HaShabbos is Lamaise, it's also to take off the Ilam Alza Shvuz. Ve'eine also Litle Elamid HaRabona. So Memele, so a normal Shabbos or a normal Yantav, they will matter. Why should we answer this Shvuz Oto Yantav Shechali Yisachar HaShabbos? It's a Gzeire, because they're all, I feel that they're also it's only an Issa de Rabona. So why should I ask here? Avol hoche de biyontev shechaliyis achar Shabbos I efshe leilichem mishom isa hitzo de araise gozin in shal yontev otu ho. But in our case, if you would say it is mutter, it should be permissible to be kind of shvisa without bringing the erev yontev. So, because it's permissible to carry, so there is a gzeire of yontev acha Shabbos, where there is an isel di eraise to bring it. So there they were geizer every yontev, oto yontev shechaliyis achar Shabbos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Eisvei. Niskaven lishbois b'shusarabit. A person was miskaven lishbois b'shusarabit. He wants to be kaine shvisa in a reshusarabit. Let us look at the Perish Chai, page 82, picture 27. So we have the first case is a poshita case. That he wants to be shoivis in the reshusarabit. And he put the Erev in Achur in the Kaisel. The first case, in the bottom Chur, it is Lamata Meyutfochim. The top Chur, it is Lamaila Meyutfochim. Now let us see the Gemara. So this first din is a posha to them. Niskaven Lishbois Bershusaram. He wants to be kind of Shvisa in the Rishusaram. Ve'iniach eruvoi bekaisel, and he put the erev in achur in the kaisel. Lamata miyasoret vochem. If the chur is lamata miyasoret vochem, so the chur is a kalmelis. Eruvei erev. So it's an erev. So the whole problem is, how could he bring from the chur to his mokim shvise? So it's only a darabona. And this Tana holds like Rebbe that a Shavuos is muta bein Hashmoshes. L'mayla miyutvachim. What if the Erev is l'mayla miyutvachim? Ein eruvay Erev. So then, because then he has a problem. It's the Erev is b'shus ha-yochid and he's b'shus ha-rab. Let us see Rashi. V'iniach eruvay b'koysel samuch l'mkaim shvisa. So where he wants to be kaine shvisa. But chutz la arba ames koma. But this is chutz from his arba ames. That means, let us look again at the picture. There's a look on, in the Rishus Arabim, there's an aleph and a beis. Now, where he wants to be kainish vise, that's mokim aleph. And his daladamis ends by the end of the arrow. And now, so lemaise, so the erev, that is lemailam beyutvachim, is not toich daladamoisav. It would be toich daladamoisav. So he would say, huve ruve bemokim echot. Because his daladam is also midarabon on his adin of a rishus ayochet, so you'd say it's huve ruve bemokim echot. But it is speaking about that it is chutz midaladam oisav. That's what Rashi says over here. V'niach eruve bekoisel somuch lemekoim shvisosai. It is near the place where he wants to be kind of shvisa, but it is chutz la'arba amis koma. Uchid de okimna be'ilon, like we learned before, by an ilon, that it's also speaking about he wants to be kind of shvisa by the ikera ilon, and the erev is on the knife, that's chutz midal damois. If the e toich arba amois, if he wants to be kind of shvisa toich arba amois of the chur, afilo me lamaila me yudnami eruve eruv, the anoisnes eruve yesh le arba amois, like the Gemara asked before on Rove, so we consider like his rishus harabim is oila adl rakia, and so it comes out huve ruva oi bimoke mechot. So therefore you have to say he wants to be kind of shvisa chutz me arba amoisa. Lamata me yasore eruve eru. Va'av al gav de eruva oi chutz la arba amoisa. So how could he bring the erev to him? Motzi shokele vasuye pochas pochas me arba amis. The whole halacha of pochas pochas is only also mishum shvus. V'hochet the bein ashmoshes who loygos. Like Rabbi, lemaylo meyasore ain the erev. But if the erev is in the kaisel lemaylo meyasore, so it's not an erev. The inovik, if he will go out chutz la arba amos, if he wants to be kainish vise imokim aleph. So the shaila is, have he come to katzib at the vasa? How is he going to get the yerif? So if he's going to walk out chutz la arba amos, koi b'rishus harabim. So then he's standing in the rishus harabim. Le'motzi le'mishkalei b'rishus hayochid. Dohu b'rishus harabim, be'ruvi b'rishus hayochid. Let us say it's command the mol yadomi, his rishus ayochid and the chutz la'arba amoisav. Well, this is not the arba amos, he wants to be kainish visa. So this halacha is mitchesed. That the first halacha, that he wants, so Rashi learns pshat, that he wants to be kainish visa. He wants to be kainish visa in the rishus arabim. So it depends if the Erev is lamayla meyudin de kaisel, so it's not kainish vise, because he can't get to it. If it's lamata meyud tvorchim, so he could get to it, and then it's good. Niskaven lishbois b'roish hashoivech oi b'roish hamigdol. So let us see the Peirush Chai. A shevich is a type of a coop, that's picture 28, and a migdol will have 29, it's a large cupboard, pantry, closet, whatever you'll call it, and Rashi in the first pshat learns, niskaven lishbois b'roish ha-shevich or b'roish ha-migdol means that he wants, for some reason, he wants to be kind of shvise on top of the shevich, or on top of the migdol. Now, let us look at the picture of the migdol, so we'll understand what the shail is. And we have here two cases. Case number one, let's look at by the migdol. By the migdol, we have case number one, that by the aleph, in the migdol we see there's a pas aleph, that's on the second shelf of the Migdol, and this is Lamata Meyutvochim. We have another pass that's on top, that's Lamaila Meyutvochim. And he wants to be Shoivis on top of the Migdol. And the same way will be by the Shoivach. We have here two Mekaimis in the Shoivach. 10 Tvachim is between the bottom opening and the top opening. So again, if he has a pass in the bottom opening, so Memele, so that's Lamata Meyut Tvachim. Lamaila is Lamaila Meyut Tvachim. Now, let us see what Rashi has to say. Well, let's first see the Lashon HaGemara, then we'll see exactly what the case is. Niskaven lishbois b'roish ha-shoivach, oi b'roish ha-migdol, l'mayla miyutvachim, eiruvay eirev, l'mata miyutvachim, ein eiruvay eirev. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Niskaven lishbois shvisosoi b'roish ha-migdol. He wants to be shoivis b'roish ha-migdol. This is not like before. Before we said Niskaven Lishbois Bushu Sarab. That was case number one. Case number two, he wants to be Shoivis Beroish Amigdol. Behu Gavoya Harbe, Veheiniach Eruvoi Lesoichoi, and the Erev was put inside the Migdol. Im Lamaila Measoroi Nichoi Eruvoi Erev. So here the Tan is going to tell us that here the halacha is the exact opposite from before. Before we had, if he wants to be shoivis in the rishus harabim, so then if the erev is lamata miyud, it's good, and if it's lamayla miyud, it's no good. If he wants to be shoivis on top of the migdol, so here the halacha will be punfakert. If the erev is lamayla miyud, it will be good. If the erev is lamata miyud, it's no good. Now Rashi explains. Im lamaila mi asore hinichoi eruvei erev, and that is the case in, again, in picture 29, and we see the kiker on the top. That is lamaila miyut. The kiker on the top is lamaila miyut. Eruvei erev. Va'afalpi she'eino yoche litloi misham ulavioi lemokem shvisosai. Frektach Rashi, we have here a problem. Now we have to picture this Migdol is standing in a Rishus HaRabim. And the Shaila is, how is he going to get his Kainish Visa on top of the Migdol? The Erev is on the top shelf of the Migdol. But the Shaila is, how is he going to be able to get hold of the Erev? So, if we'll imagine, he's sitting on top of the Migdol, and he'll bend over, and take out the kikar from the top shelf, and he'll take it up to the top of the Migdol. Let's look at picture 30. We have two eifanim, but here we have a side view, which gives us a very interesting picture. That means there's a Rishus HaRabim right in front of the Migdol. He's sitting on top of the Migdol. Now, he has to get out the kikar either from the top shelf, which is Lamayla Miyut, or from the bottom shelf, which is Lamata Miyut. Now, in order for him to take out the kikar from the top shelf, so it is a very interesting process. What is he really doing? He's taking out from a Rishus HaYochid. It is going through Avir Rishus HaRabim. But that means it's going vertically Avir Rishus HaRabim. He's not going through the Rishus HaRabim. But you have to understand the Rishus HaRabim is right in front of his Migdol. So in order for him to bend down over the Migdol to get the kikar, he has to go and stick his head into the Rishus HaYochid, pick it up. Now he's in Avir Rishus HaRabim, which is Lamayla Miyut, and he brought the kikar to him, Nachem Olam the Rishus HaYochid. That's what he did. So Rashi says, he can't get it. This is, so Rashi tells this to Moishit. Rashi tells this, it's a very interesting Moishit. Taisus speaks about it. The Moishit that we know of, you're going over the Rishus HaRabim. You're going b'diuta achas. You're going with the length of the Rishus HaRabim. Let's just turn the page on page 84. We'll see picture 36. there he hears, we hear how the Moshit in the Mishkan was. The Moshit in the Mishkan was from one Agola to the other Agola. So that's going over the Rishus HaRabim. Here we're going vertically. We're just lifting it up. You're lifting it up. You're going over a little bit and then you lift it up. So Rashi tells us to Moshit. Again, it's also the Taisus and Shabbos says Moshit, you need two people. Rashi doesn't seem to be worried about this problem. So Rashi says, has a problem already. So how will this person who was koinish visim on top of the Migdal, how could it be good if the Erev is on the top shelf of the Migdal? In order for him to take it out, he'll be taking, it's a Hishote from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, the Rav Rishus HaRabim, Lamayla Meyut. That fill Lamayla Meyut Chayit. That's Rashi's Kasha. And for Rashi, HaRayochel Leired LaOichloi B'mokim Shumunachsham. That's right. He can bring the Erev to him. But he could go down and eat it where the Erev is staying. The Kivin de Lamaila Meyasoru, since that is also Lamaila Meyasoru, that means he wants to be Koinish Vis and Rishus HaYochid. And this is Lamaila Meyasoru also, where the Erev is. Havi ki b'mokim shvisosai mamish. So the Erev is b'mokim shvisosai. The chol l'maylo miyasora ad l'rakiya chod rishusei. So that means he and the Erev is in one place. That means that the Erev is in the Rishus HaYochid, and he's sitting on a floor higher. It's also Rishus HaYochid azay l'ad l'rakiya. So he and the Erev is in one Rishus. So even though he can't bring the Erev to himself, but he can go down there and eat it. And down there on the top shelf, that's the same Rishus that he wants to be kind of Shvis. It's all one big Rishus HaYochid. So Memele, so he can get to it. He can go down and get to it. So no problem. That's Lamaila Miyut. Lamata Miyut. What if the Kiker is Lamata Miyut? There are different shelves. Now he put it Lamata Miyud, so this is a Karmelis. This is not a Rishus HaYochid, it's Lamata Miyud. So Memele, so this is a Karmelis. Ein Eruv Yerev. So Lemotze Lemishkili Mehu Kalmelis Vasuya L'Reish HaMigdol Sheshoivish Shom. Now Rashi again wants to see how can he get it. So Rashi says to take it up from this Kalmelis and to bring it to the Reish HaMigdol Mishma V'Rishus HaRabim D'mamtelei Derech Averishus HaRabim L'Rishus HaYochid. Now let us just stop 1 minute and understand what Rashi is saying. So Rashi again says, we have the same problem over here, that just like we said before, if he wants to take the Erev from the top shelf to himself, he can't take it, because that's Mishus HaYochid, L'Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, so it's Moshit. So here, this is an Akamelis, but also be Derech Aver, Rishus HaRabim, L'Rishus HaYochid. But here, the Shaila is, but this is a Akamelis. This is not Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid. Rashi made it Moshit, fine. So it's Moshit, but this is from a Kalmelis to a Rishus HaYochid, Derech Aver Rishus HaRabim. This is L'Chayra, not Moshit also. So there are two Mahalchim in Rishonim how to understand Pshat and Rashi. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz brought down that Rashi holds from a Kalmelis, Derech Aver Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid is also Nisa Moshit. That's how the Rabbeinu Peretz understood Pshat and Rashi. I mean, there's the Pashtus Rashi in Sukkah holds also that if you'll be oike from a Karmelis and be mavad al damas b'shus harabim, make anocha de yosochayv. So just like by Mavir Daladamis, and Akira from a Kalmulis is also a Machayev. So could be this is also the same thing. In Meleches Moishit, to be Oiker from a Kalmulis, Derech Aver, Shusaramto, Shusayochid, you're also Chayev. That's how the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz learns. The Ritva learns, no, this is Adarabonon. Rashi also holds that this is Adarabonon. But this Shavuos is already too dangerous. Rebbe was not matter such a Shavuos. Not all Shavuosim were they matter. This is going there. Chavarish, Sarabim, and those. They weren't matter such a Shavuos. That's how the Ritva learned Pshat and Rashi. So let us go back. Now let's go back to Rashi. Ein eru v'yerev, doloi motzi l'mishkalei mahu karmelis, v'yisuyi l'roi shemigdu, sheshoi v'shom mishum avi reshus harabim, demamtilei derech avi reshus harabim l'shus hayochet. Oda min ha-toyra, oda min ha-rabona, he can't do it. V'inochis v'ochel eihosam. Ah, let us say the same dreidel before, he can't bring the kicker to him, so he'll go down and eat the kicker. Nofik leimi mokim shvisosoi. So that doesn't make sense. He has to be able to, in his mokim shvisa, he has to have the kika there. Vanan suda ruyim ebayim bim kaimai boina. We need, has to be roi to eat bim kaimai. Bim kaimai, he can't eat it. He put the erev someplace else. So tzu bim mokim echad veiru vei bim mokim achad. So the Rishonim ask a kasha, and this Mahalach, the Rashba and the Ritva, the Chazanisha saw Esther Kasha, but seems as he didn't see that these Rishonim, these Anhore Shaloi Biyun. But the Rishonim asked the Kasha, what is the problem? If he's Koine Shvise on top of the Migdol, he's on top of the Migdol, and we say, B'mokim Shvisosoi, a person is Daladamas all around, just like we had before, if he's standing in the Rishus Arab, and if the Erev would be Lamaila Miyu, so we say it's Huve Ruve Bemokemechot, he has an imaginary Mechitza of Dalad, that he's surrounding by Mechitzas of, surrounding him Dalad Amis. So he in the Rishus Ayochid is all in one Rishus, and it's no problem. Frekta Chazaini, so here he's on top of the Migdol. So he also has Daladamas around him. So these Daladamas will surround him. So these mechitzas will go down. It will surround him and the Migdol. So so even though this is a Kambalis and he's in the Rishus Hayochid, Rav is Daladamas solved bigger problems. That the Erev was in the Rishus Hayochid and he was in the Rishus Harab Metzuvei Ruvei B'Mokim Echad. So what is the problem over here? Zogt der Rashbe in Ritve Amoyre Deke Yesod. So they say as follows. That the loy omar rove came, this whole chiddush of rove, that when a person is shoivis in the Rishus Harab, so we consider ke'ilu is mukif daladamis, elo b'shoivis b'shus harab minami b'karmelis. If a person is shoivis b'shus harab in the karmelis, she'ain kol ha'rishus shaloi, he's in the middle of the Rishus Harab. So where's his mokim shvise? He can't point a mokim. Naisim lay daladamis. So he says the daladamis surrounding him, that is his mokim shvise. Avul niskaven lishbois b'shus ha'yochit shu mokim mesuyim. If a person wants to be kind of shvis in the Rishus Hayochid, Shemokim Mesuyim, V'chol HaRishus Kedal Adam, he wants to be kind of shvis on top of the Migdol. He has a Rishus Hayochid. Don't have to give him anything. The whole Rishus Hayochid is Kedal Adamis. Ein Neusnen Loi Chutz Mei Eise Rishus Ay Dal Adamis. So we don't give him another Dal Adamis. Your Mokim, if you want to be kind of shvis in a Rishus Hayochid, that is the Rishus Hayochid. How big it is, how small it is, that's yours, and not more. So Rishus Hayochid, you have it's Dalad al Dalad Tvachim, or could be a million Amis. This is your Mokim shvis, the Rishus Hayochid. Va'avol Pishin is Kavan Lishbeis B'Tevach HaSomach L'Rishus Harab. He wants to be kind of shvis, the Tevach that Somach, but we won't give him Dalad Amis going into the Rishus Harab. His mokim shvise is mugbul by the Rishus Hayochid. That is what the Rashi and Ritva answer. So memele, so we understand Rashi Baruch Hashem. So memele, there's a problem. If it isn't a kalmelis, To bring the kikit to him, we can't, because it's mershus hayochid. It's mekamelis tel chaver reshus harabim reshus hayochid. He should be kindish, he should be able to go there, take the chaychnet. This is a different makim shvisa. This is a kamelis. He wants to be kindish shvisa reshus hayochid. So memele, it's not a good erev. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Let us again see the Gemara. Niskaven lishbois b'roish ha-shoivech oi b'roish ha-migdol l'maylo miyutvochim. So if the kikar is on the top shelf, and that's l'maylo miyutvochim, eiru v'yerev. L'mata miyutvochim, ein eiru v'yerev. Frag the Gemara, Vamai hochinami neime hoyul viyochel lintoisoi ulahavioi lisoichasoro. Frag the Gemara, what's your problem? Let's look at picture 31. At picture 31, Rabbi Yirmiyatun's gezog that we can we had a kalkola, you could, the kalkola, the way it's facing, it's chureishus hayochid. You'll turn it upside down. So become a karmelis. So, frag the Gemara, he wants to be kind of shvisa on the roish hamigdol. So there's a problem, he can't get the kikar, which is on the bottom shelf, and bring it all the way to the top, because it's a problem, it's a, no, one could bend over this migdal and make it lying down horizontally. Now, if the migdal is lying down horizontally, so let's look, the aleph is mokim eruvoi, the beis is mokim shvisosoi. So now, you have over here, let's imagine that the migdal is lying down, and he, again, his mokim shvisan's on the top of the migdal, we'll see his mokim shvisa doesn't change. He wanted to be kind of shvisa on top of the migdal. But now, this migdal already, chveis, is a reshus harabim, is a kalmelis, this is also in a kalmelis, the Erev, you have to go pochas midaladamis to bring it to the mokim shvise. No problem whatsoever. So by just throwing down the migdol, you could be mekarev the Erev to the mokim shvise. Let us see Rashi. That was the Gemara's kasha. Neima hoyel v'yochel natoisoi olavioi l'soi chasor. It calls man the roish hamigdol is l'mayla meyasor. So it's bitter. That's Rishus Hayochid. But you could bring the Rosh Hamigdol L'Soi Chasor. Let us see Rashi. V'amai, V'amai L'mata Miyud Ein, Noyairov Neime, Hoyul V'yochol Intois Hamigdol. He could bend down the Migdol. U'lashlich L'mata. Make it laying down. V'nimtza. Mokim Shvisa Seimuto L'Oretz Bershus Harab. Now is Mokim Shvisa Bershus Harab. V'shokelei mikamelis v'ochelei b'mokim shvisosai. So he'll take it mikamelis v'ochelei b'mokim shvisosai. He'll take it from a kamelis. Here Rashi seems to say that his mokim shvis on the migdol all of a sudden is reshus harabim. It's lying on the ground. It doesn't have it in kamelis. And the erev is in a kamelis. So he'll take from a kamelis to a reshus harabim, which only a shvus darabonim. Bochelei b'mokim shvisosei, doloi gozru ala shvus. Dal kochach rebihi, midutoni reishe, reishe niche rubi b'koysa lamata miyesori rubi yeirab. They all said the same problem. Avol gav dehu b'rshus haram b'rubi b'karmelis. So kochach, it's going according to Rebbe. So memela, so this is the Gemara's kasha and Rav Poppe and Rav Yirmiya. They were the ones that said if you have problems with the mokim erev and the mokim shvise, if a dreidel will help, we say kilo he made the dreidel. So let's over here be mashlich the migdol haoretz, and with that we will be able to be mekarev the kiker to his mokim shvise. Omar Rabbi Yirmiya. So let's look at the picture again, picture 29, and we will see that it's nailed. it's nailed to the wall. You can't push it down. The kalkola we had before was not mesuma. The kalkola we had on page 80 and 81, it was not mesuma. There was just a loop over it, attached to a branch, so you could swivel it up and down. So the mele there, you could say, yochel and atoisai. But over here, we're speaking about enochanami. If you'll have a migdol that's not nailed, enochanami, so then you won't have any problem. But here we're speaking about that the migdol is nailed. The migdol hamesuma zogt Rashi takua b'mismoris b'kaisel b'ene yochel intais. You can't throw it down. That's Rabbi Yirmiyahu's teretz. Rova Omar afilu teima b'migdol sheina mesuma. Could be it's speaking about a migdol that is not nailed. V'hocha b'migdol oruch haskinim. We're not speaking about a poshet migdol. We're speaking about a very long migdol. The mamtile, if you're going to bend this migdol down, the mamtile pulte nofik le chutz la arba ames. Zok Rashi. Now let us see what's going to happen. But let's first see the picture. So, picture on page 83, picture 32. Now, this is a very long migdol, and it's more than Dalad Amis. Now, if we look at the picture, now he wanted to be kind of shvise on top of this migdol. Now, if you're going to bend down the migdol, so the Dalad Amis ends by the end of the arrow, and we'll see, and he wants to be kind of shvisa on top of the migdol. So now we'll see what problems we have with this. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Be migdol oruch harbe yoyser midal damas. A very long migdol. The chimamte leila migdol adahavi roisha lamata meyud. When you're gonna make this migdol lamata meyud for him, that means it's much taller than Dalad Amis, so you have to go and give it a real, to make it Toich Yud, Lamigla Dabba Roisha Lamata Miyud, Nofik Le Roisha Chutz Le Dalad Amis, Mimokem Shahoya Hamigdo Yoshev Betchila. So now, now it will be chutz von Dalad Amis where the migdol was in the beginning. V'chi shokelei ad roish ha-migdol v'ochelei. So if it, now he can go and take it out, that's true. When it's lying down, he can go and take it from the, he can take it from the kamalas or go into dos. But lemaise, Now he wanted to be kind of shvisa in this area, and now it'll come out if he's going to take the kikar and bring it to the top of the migdol. So memele, so he's eating it chutz midalad ames, that he wanted to be kind of shvisa. The Rashba asks Akash over here, he says, he doesn't understand this problem. He says, you know what you do. We're tilting. He says, let's tilt over the migdol. Let him take out the kikya from the kamalis, bring it to the Rosh HaMigdol, and then let's push back the migdol. But now one thing we accomplished, the kikya is now together with him on the top of the migdol. I mean, it's like a pendulum over here. Why do you have to go? This doesn't go one way. It can go both ways. Let's first go and make it slant down. It's slanting down. It's Teich Yud now. It's not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. So now you can go and take this kikah and bring it to the Reish HaMigdol. Because now it's in the Rishus HaRabim. So, but now Rashi says he brought it to Reish HaMigdol, but this is Chutz from the Dalad Amis. He wanted to be kind of Shmise. He can't eat it over here in the Reish HaMigdol. So no problem. So you bring it back again. You just get the kikah. This could all be done by Nashmoshes. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said what could be done is kilo, it's done. So that's the Rashba's kasha and Rashi. So let's swing down the migdol, let him chaparoise the kikah from where it is and bring it to the Rosh HaMigdol, and we'll swing it back up again. He has the kikah and the Rosh HaMigdol and Shalom al Yisrael. That's the Rashba's kasha. Yeah. That's what Rashi says. Fine. So, Kaponim, we have here two terutz. We hear the Akasha and Rapope, if there's such a svore of Hoyle v'yachal and Atoise by Migdal, that's also said. So we have here two terutz. Either it's a Migdal HaMesuma, or it's Daladamas. So long it's Oruch Yosem with Daladamas, some Amela, it won't be good. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Idi ike kafse umasne, leise be kafse umasne. Fragt die Gemara, if there's a hole, there's a window, and there's a string, so even though it's lamata meyasore, you could bring it up to the top of the migdal with the string. Now let us look at picture 33, and we'll understand the Gemara beautifully. That there's a new problem over here. That means, and it seems it's not, it used to be shriach, the Rishayim saying, these Migdolim, there was windows, there were strings, that's used to bring it on top of the Migdol, it's been a ganze Geschäft. So my Mela fragt the Gemara, so there's still no problem. That means, even though, if there's a string attached to the Erev, and there's a hole that from on top of the Migdal one can schlep it up from the Kamalist to Doth, so then there's no problem. The whole problem was because the only way we can get it. So he can't get from the Kikar to the Rosh HaMigdal because it's Chutz L'Dala D'Amoysov. Frag the Maram the Kasha and the Rishayna Master Kasha, you can go poches poches midaladames. What's the problem over here? Well, let's go poches poches midaladames. So you'll get it from there till here. So the Maram says a very interesting teretz. The Maram says that to say two hoyles, that means you have here two barriers. Number one, between you and me, the migdol is a rishus hayochid, and the kikar is in a rishus harab. So what do you want to do? You want to make one hoyel will make the migdal become a kamalus, and another hoyel, but then we can take from even though now the erev is chutz l'dal damos, so we can go poches midal damos. Two hoyels apsazage ratchke to do das vet menishtam. So memele, so that's why it's no good. That's the first mahalach in Rashi. Yeah. Inami. Or Rashi says another malach. Nimtzei shvisosoi misrachekes me'arba amoysav harishoynes ve'ein zeh mekaymoy. If you're going to throw down the migdol, so memele, so now, it's Talad Amos away from where he really wanted his mokim shvisa should be, so it's no good. So all these eitzes, even though now I can get the kikar, and I can eat it here, but this is not where I want to eat it. Where my mokim shvis is. Masna chevel, kavse chaloin. Now, so what are we speaking about now? Im yesh chaloin b'migdol. Now let's turn the page. Let us look at picture 36. We're speaking about that the kikar is lamata miyud. I mean, it's speaking about that the kikar is nine tvachim. Rab machat v'malo. We said it's no good. Look the Gemara. If there was a chaloin and there was a masne, and this kikar had a string attached to it, and this string went into the migdol, so memele, then it would be mutter. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, im yesh chaloin b'migdol keneged mokim sha'erev sham. There's a chaloin that's opposite the mokim erev. Yesh chevel katan b'yadoi, b'kosher chevel b'erev b'yadoim. Afilik shu b'rshus harabim l'matem miyut. V'roish ha'shen yeh b'migdol yivyena etzloi. Why? The kiven the igudoi biyodoi, since the igud is biyodoi, that means even though the kikar is bershus harabim, But the chevel that's attached to the kikar is b'shus hayochet. So it's not considered munach completely b'shus harab. Einoi elo mishum shvus, ki maisilei m'shus harabim l'shus hayochet. So memele, there's no iser shvus whatsoever. If you have a kikar in a reshus harabim, and there's a string tied to the kikar, and the top of the string is in a reshus hayochet, so it's called, it's not munach b'shus harabim, it's igudei b'yodai. So memele, it's only nisa de rabbonin. Elo mishum shvus, ki maisilei m'shus harabim l'shus hayochet, ki disnan, Bereish Hamoitzi Tfilin. We learned in Hamoitzi Tfilin. If you want to see the picture, in Hamoitzi Tfilin, at page 213. Look, let's look at the person Dalit. The person that's, picture 12. Let's look at the person who's, the Dalit. So here's a Sefer Torah. And the chelik of the Sefer Torah is in the Rishus HaYochid, the other chelik is in the Rishus HaRab. So the halacha is Me'ikar HaDin, he can roll it up. Why? It's Als Bezoyin Svorim, there's an Isar Rabbonon over here, but Als Bezoyin Svorim, they were Meiko that he's permitted to roll it up because there's only a Rabbonon over here. Because even though a chelik is the Rishus HaRab, but it's Me'uget to the Rishus HaYochid. It's Me'uget to Rishus HaYochid, so Memele, you're allowed to roll it up. So Memele zogt Rashi, ki maisi lei mershus harabim l'shus hayochid, eina elo mishum shvus, ki maisi lei mershus harabim l'shus hayochid, ki nisnam bereish hamaitzi tfilin. Ho yokoyre bereish agag, v'nizgalgul ha-sefer miyodoy, afilu ba'oretz atzmoy, afilu the sefer is now resting ba'oretz, Goyle loy etzloy, she'en lecha dovo, she'hu mishum shvus, oimed b'fnei kisvei ha-kaydish. Alme, heiche di igude b'yodoy, if it's igude b'yodoy, shvus ba'alme. Bo'os alibi de rabbi, doma loy gozo, shvus b'yna shmoshes. So male, that's the Gemara says, I di ike kavso masne, laisei b'kavso masne, the less lay kavso masne. So when I learned this Rashi, I had a shtickel ha'ore. No, Rashi has two mahalchim in the Gemara, one pshat alishnachine. So he had two ha'ores. Why does Rashi have to fataych masne chevel kafsa chaloin? Rashi, that is no difference. Rashi taiched it before in the first pshat also, kafsa chaloin misno chevel. Rashi, what? The pshat could be a different pshat, but kafsa masna, where the chaloin is efshar parsha. But al koponim, it's the you don't have this, you don't have a taich nochamol. Why if a taiching the this is a chaloin and this is a chevel? And then they had a second hore. Rashi taiches the first time. Rashi taiches kafsa first. Kafsa chaloin misna chevel. That's the seder of the Gemara. Yike kafsa umisne laisi bekafsa umisne. So Rashi says what kafsa means and then what misna means. Rashi in the second shot says misna chevel kafsa chaloin. Why did Rashi hop on the misna first? It's very modne. I just thought a shtickle. That's not the shverikait in the sugya. About kaponim, I thought a shtickle. A shtikel, the Rashba asks a kasha on Rashi, according to the second pshat, what is the second pshat according to Rashi? The second pshat is since it's a gudai biyodai, so the whole thing is a shvus, so memele, so then it would be mutter. You take it from a reshus harabim to a reshus hayochid, it's a gudai biyodai. Frek the heilige Rashba, why do you need a chaloin for? You just need a string. There's no chaloin whatsoever. He's sitting on top of the migdol, and the string is there, So it's a good day, biyode in the Rishus HaYochid, and the kicker is in the Rishus HaRab. Why do you need a chaloin? On a chaloin. The kicker is, you're making it's not noch b'shus HaRab, it's a good day, biyode. That's the Rashba's kasha. So that's why could Rashi wants to say, could be Rashi taiches misna first, Rashi's mashana to say the bit. The ik is the most a string. Mustama this lotion kakavso misne, the Gemara says a few times. So the Gemara brought the kavsa here, but the ik isn't the kavsa. The ik is the misna. So that's why Rashi could be, says pshat and the misne. This is Shitas Rashi. Oy ber zok taisves, oy ber oy sha migdol lamata mi asore ein eruvay erev. Peirish bekunteres beloshen rishen, loimotze le mishkalei, you can't take it. So the loshen rishen of Rashi was that the erev was in the migdol also, and lamaylo mi asore, lamata mi asore, you can't take the, it's speaking about that these are shelves in the migdol. So both cases you can't take it out of the shelf to the top of the migdol. Baila masor he could go down, and lamata masor he can't go down. Because it's not who, that's not his makim shvi. So perish bekuntres beloshen rishon, the leimotze le mishkalei mikarmelis, ule suye le roish hamigdol, to bring it from the karmos to the roish hamigdol sheshoy visham, the mamti lei derech aver reshus harabim reshus hayochim. Vakoshe da amai einai erev. Why isn't this an erev? Holeko isure di eraise. There's not an isur di eraise. Uche rebi osye. And it's going according to rebi. The rebi holds that a shvus is mutter bein ashmoshes. Midaporich boser hochi. I iko kavso umasne hochinami. Va'avol gav de be'agudai be'yodai ikenami isure derabot. Now, if we'll learn Elech, this Taisvis, we'll see Taisvis is changing gears over here. The Marsha is ma'irer on Taisvis. That Taisvis, all of what Taisvis is asking the Kashe from kavso umasne, Taisvis asked for Kashe. Taisus Esakasha, it's only Osami Darabona. We mentioned before, Amachloikis Harishainim, what's Pshat and Rashi, to take from a Kalmelis, Derech Aver Rishus Harabim to a Rishus Hayochid. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz holds it's Osami Natayre. So according to Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, Taisus Frektach Gornish, that it's Osami Natayre, so you can't take it. So Kochach Taisus understood Pshat and Rashi, like the Ritva, that it's Osami Darabona. Frektach Taisus is going according to Rebbe, and Rebbe holds that the Rabbanon is mutter. So we had mentioned before that the Ritva said that Rashi holds tak astamazay shvus is tak a mutter. But to take derech aver reshus harabim, that is a shvus chomo, and that afilu according to Rebbe is also. So the Magia in the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz wants to say that's why Taisvis jumped on the second Pshat in Rashi. He says, if you're going to tell me stories that Rebbe was machmir by a shvus that's doime to a deraise, if you're paying around with a real reshus harabim and thus, no, technically it's only osmi derabonim because it's from a kalmelis derech aver reshus harabim. So Taisa says, what is pshat in the Gemara's kash according to your second pshat? According to your second pshat, you said that you're permitted to take out from, even though it's munach b'shus harab, and you're taking it to reshus hayoch, but since it's a good day b'yodah, it's muta, this is also a very chomodik shvus. So, you can't make such a gdoris Rashi, that to say, according to Rebbe, this shvus is also, because if this shvus would be also, so that shvus should also be also. V'koshe, da amai eini erev, holeke yisure de reise, to take from a kambalist derech avir reshus harabim into a reshus hayochid, there's no isur deraisa. Uche Rebbe Yossi, and it's going according to Rebbe. Midaporich bosar hochi. Ah, you'll tell me that this is a shvus chomo. That's not true. Midaporich bosar hochi, according to your second shad Rashi. I kav so masne hochinami that it would be mutter. Ay, v'yafal gavde, you're taking from a reshus harabim to reshus hayochid, da bagude b'yod ikenami yisure darabon. Lekach nire, so therefore, Taisvis says, that Taisvis does not like this pshat, that according to the first pshat in Rashi, that the problem is to take from a kamelis derech ave rishus harabim to a rishus hayochid. No, do I have a kamelis elo rishus harab? That it is speaking about that the barim shelf is gavoyates. So if it's gavoyates, so it's rabim mechad v'molov. So memele kegoin shehu betefach chi. So the problem is, you're not allowed to take from Arishus HaRabim to Arishus HaYochid. Kegoin shehu betefach chi, v'rabim mechatvim olov, oi, let us say the bachskir, so oi bechure Arishus HaYochid, dahavi kirishus HaYochid. Or we'll say, it's speaking about chure Arishus HaYochid, so l'cheir ha'taisvus means to say, if we say the Bachskir, so the Taisa means to say it's not a Kamalis, it's Churei Rishus HaYochid, the Havik Rishus HaYochid. So then we're taking from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derech Avi Rishus HaRabim.